Good morning. Happy birthday, baby. You're such a sleepyhead, I swear. Aren't you excited? It's your birthday. I know you wanted to sleep in, but there's only so much time in the day, and today is your day. Not anyone else's, yours. And I can't make it perfect if you're still asleep, silly. Tell you what, I'll postpone my grand birthday morning plans for you, and instead, we can snuggle up in bed together for a little bit. I think that sounds like a fair deal. Sounds good, right? Alright, bring yourself over then, sleepy butt. I don't want to hear any protesting either. Now you listen here, mister. I may be letting you stay in bed longer, but no falling back asleep. Well, it's important because it's your birthday. You told me before you got with me that you don't really like making a big stink about your birthday, but that's not quite the truth, is it, honey? Not that I'm doing my psychoanalysis or anything, but I kinda was able to figure out that your parents maybe didn't do the whole extravagant party and big deal and like everyone comes over and you do a big family catch-up. That's what my family do anyway. Any excuse to get together and they are on it. So, I thought in order to get you used to what's coming up in the very near future in terms of birthdays with my family, we will do a little practice round this year. I'll cook all of your favorite foods, and you'll get nothing but pure bliss and relaxation before bed with one of your ASMR sessions and a massage gun to match. Your choice if you want to go out to the movies or stay home and build a pillow fort and rent something to watch. The pillow fort is certainly mandatory if you choose home. Then, yes, there's more. I also have a cake for you to cut, and no, there is not a balloon inside. I don't enjoy those pranks at all. It just makes cake go everywhere, and honestly, how doesn't the balloon pop when the cake bakes? Or do they do it at the end and break the cake and stuff the balloon inside and hide it with icing? That probably makes a lot more sense than putting plastic in the oven. Anywho, enough rambling about that. Let me just squeeze you. You are gonna share this moment with me whether you like it or not. I know. I love these snuggles too, but I do love teasing you much more. I will never get over how easily I can snuggle into you. It's like I'm the perfect little Lego block that snaps into the best cuddle. And in this position, your neck is directly in my sight. I never thought I could be this happy. Years of feeling alone and honestly kind of hopeless for love. All of that washed away when I met you. And I know we always make fun of this corny stuff, but I truly believe you've made me the happiest person on this planet. Yes. Just this planet, in fact, because I'm not familiar with the alien galaxy, I'm afraid, so I couldn't say with confidence the whole universe. Lame joke, I know, but you're still half asleep, so you're not gonna remember it. But seriously, I've never felt a moment of such pure joy as when you got down on one knee and asked me to marry you. Don't worry. I won't bring up any wedding talk today. I just mean to say that truly that moment was magical And it is just one of the many reasons I want to spend every day loving you. No fussing. It's only natural that I want to pamper you so much. And today is your birthday, so I don't want to hear any complaints. I'm serious. You better prepare yourself, because the compliment floodgates just opened, buddy. You make me blush from just looking at you. That is how badly I have fallen for you. And I feel the most at home when I'm in your arms. I've never laughed to the point where I truly thought I was about to pass out, except when laughing with you. You're so considerate, and always ask what I want before making a decision. And don't think I haven't noticed you giving me the better slice of life either. No, quite literally the better slice. Whenever we share food, you always give me more. It's obvious, even if you do take a bite out of yours before serving. I'm observant. I'm a woman after all, and I have to keep you out of trouble. I've never felt more complete than when I'm with you. I truly feel like we are one together. Like, to the point where it's scary sometimes and I think we might actually share a brain. Or we're just on the same wavelength. And aside from me wanting to reciprocate all the love and affection you show me, you deserve this. You are so kind to everyone you meet. I see faces light up when you walk in a room, and I've never seen you raise your voice at anyone, even if they kinda deserved it. You work so hard to provide for us, and even give up your free time when others need your help. This sounds petty, but when we were first dating, I tried pretty hard to find a flaw in you. I thought that you were just far too perfect to be true. I mean, you know the saying, if it's too good to be true, then it probably isn't, and yet you're completely just, I don't even know what the word is, the saying doesn't apply to you. You never, just never stop being you, honey. I get to see you be you every single day, and you're just incredible. I love you. Okay. You've been resting long enough now, haven't you? Time for your birthday morning special. Hopefully I didn't ramble for too long because... yep. You've got breakfast in bed. Your fiancé already got the handle on being a wife, huh? I mean, I do need to get experience with what I'm doing. Mm-mm. You drop that fork, mister. I'm going all out on this day, so you open wide. Don't give me that look. I told you I'd be taking care of you today. Now come on, darling. Do it for me. Please. Pretty please with the cherry on top. That's a good boy. Is that a bit of blush? Oh, darling. You are a very good boy. Nope, I'm sorry, but even when we're married, the teasing's not gonna end. Sorry. You should have thought about that before you proposed. Now you're stuck with me. Forever. Well, I guess it's not a big deal, because I love being stuck with you too. Come on now, eat up quick. That extra time we took snuggling is making your food cold. Okay, no babying. Unless, here comes the airplane. getting lost in your eyes. It's like I'm seeing everything I love about you wrapped up in those pretty colors. What do you mean you want to lie back down? I got a whole day planned for you. Fine, I admit it. Cuddles are the best. I can't really argue with the birthday boy either. You're lucky I love you so much and I'm such a pushover. So, even if you want to stay like this all day long, which would be crazy, I would love nothing more. Happy birthday, baby. I love you. You really want that ASMR session now? Oh, fine. Anything for my man, after all.
Thank you.